This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
You know, this is the Daily Devotional Special, and this is part 14 of Peace and Love. And today we find ourselves in the Gospel of John, and the 14th chapter, and verse 27. Do you know what? I so needed this verse. I so needed the Lord to say these words today. Just of late, I've been feeling a lot of stress and weighed down by different circumstances, things that are going on in my personal life. And I've been in a lot of pain. And I have felt all the stress. I don't usually feel stress at all, but I have been feeling this stress. And I've been feeling jaded, criticized, pushed down, put upon. That's how I felt today. And then this verse comes. Jesus says, I am leaving you with a gift. Peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Before I start, I just want to say thank you, Jesus, for those words. For those words of encouragement. They are music to the soul. And sometimes, when one is busy with one's life, one forgets. This is something that I preach time upon time upon time upon time, to keep your eyes well and truly focused on Jesus. And what do? I take my eyes away from the throne room of grace. And the stress starts. And the heartache begins. And when you look at this scripture, the stress and the heartache and the pain disappears into the ether where it belongs. And what are we left with? This incredible peace that comes from God, that comes from our Father in heaven, and He gives it as a gift. And that peace is to satisfy your heart and your mind. Because all of a sudden, your mind that was once cluttered is now full of Him who died on the cross 2,000 years ago. And Jesus was saying this to His disciples just before He went to the cross, and He was saying, look, you've got to stop worrying. I know I'm going away, said Jesus, but you've got to stop worrying, because I'm going to leave you something that is going to change your life and your aspect on life and your worldview. And it's going to be this. This perfect peace that I give you. Peace of mind and of heart. Somewhere else he says, let not your heart be troubled. And he gives us this peace because he loves us so much. And he encourages us to love others, to love one another, the way he first loved us, and that is with an unconditional love. Right now, as I'm bringing you this word, allow Jesus to fill your heart and your mind with this perfect peace. I can feel it here so strongly. Thank you, Jesus. Feel that peace now as it floods your whole being. Feel that peace as it takes away from your mind, as it enters your mind, it takes away from your mind that anger and that frustration you are feeling right now. The fact that you have been searching to get rid of this stress that you've been feeling. And Jesus does it. In a second, in a demi-second, it's gone. Beloved, I pronounce this over your life now, wherever you are, whatever you are doing. I just want you to close your eyes. If you're driving the car, don't close your eyes. But if you're not driving the car, close your eyes. Right now, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, get those eyes closed and feel the Spirit of God, the Ruach wind, allow the wind to bring the peace. Allow the peace to flood your soul. This peace, Jesus says, is not a peace that you can ever get from the world. The world can't give you this. So if you've gone along to a gym to do yoga, or whatever it else. If you've been looking into esoteric religions, Indian mysticism, to try and find this peace, you won't find it there. You will not find it. You might find a certain peace, but you won't find the peace that comes from the Lord God Almighty. How do I know? Because the Bible tells me, and my Lord Jesus tells me with his words. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. And then he says, so don't be troubled. Don't be afraid. Fear. Fear in your life. Be gone now in the name of Jesus. I feel, beloved, so strongly at this second that I have that authority to deliver you from fear. If you are feeling fear right now, stick your hand up. Stick it high. Lord God, you can see those hands raised, and I pray now in Jesus' name that fear is banished from their lives and is replaced with your perfect fear. It's replaced with your awesome love. For Father, your word says in 1 John, the first letter of John, the 4th chapter and verse 18, perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love delivers you from fear. The Lord also says, don't be troubled. And today, I was feeling so troubled, so concerned, so stressed. Oh, I cannot tell you how wonderful this peace and this love feels. You see, beloved, I may well be the pastor of Worship Radio 247. I may well be a pastor, but it doesn't mean to say that just because I'm a pastor that this doesn't happen to me. I know now and again when you go to church, you look at your pastor and you think, oh, he's got it all right. He's sorted it all out. Maybe it's because your pastor isn't real. Maybe it's because your pastor doesn't open up about his life. Maybe he doesn't allow himself to be opened up and vulnerable. But we are all human. We all fail. And I continually fail on so many levels. And I try to learn. But what I try to do now and again, beloved, is to strive. And there is no striving. And I'll tell you why there is no striving, because God Himself brings you this perfect peace as a gift. Jesus says very clearly, I am leaving you with a gift. Are you getting this? The word gift. When you give a gift for birthday or Christmas, you don't buy someone something and then say, all right, in 3 weeks' time, I'll have it back, I think. I'd rather have that back. No. A gift is a gift. It's a gift given to you. You're not charged for it. You don't have to strive for it. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to do anything for it. It is a gift that comes from Jesus. And he says, I want to give you this gift. Do you want it? Do you want this gift? If you want this gift, just say yes right now. Actually say these words, yes and amen. By saying yes and amen, what you're saying is yes, and so let it be. Say it again. Yes. And amen. Say it again. Yes. And amen. Note that I'm saying it too. I'm saying yes and amen. And if I could write an email to myself at studio@worshipradio247.org, I'd just write, David, yes and amen. That's what I'd say. And in a moment, that's what I'd like you to do, so that the prayer team can pray for you. Just say those words, yes and amen. For now, I am going to pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all who are listening to this broadcast, listening to this podcast, listening to this word. This powerful word that you have brought today. Father, your people have said yes and amen, and I pray now in the name of Jesus for fear to be banished forever in Jesus' name. And I pray now, Father God, for your peace that passes all understanding and for your peace that is perfect to pour into your beloved people's hearts and minds now in Jesus' name. Sense the wind, sense the ruach. I know you're listening to this word and the tears are pouring down your eyes. That's beautiful. For every solitary tear that falls is a soothing ointment that comes from the Holy Spirit. And it's there to soothe your soul, your mind, your heart, because he's so wonderful. Give him the glory now. And say yes and amen. And now say thank you for your peace, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.